Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher. I'm also an angel practitioner and an intuitive counselor. Now, through my business, I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and the book contains the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life, and I help them let them go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They do give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. So please do call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we do, go take that free call for free angel advice. Again, hello and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you to all my regular listeners who are growing daily. and to all those listeners who are listening for the first time, either live or listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site. Or perhaps you've joined iTunes for free and you're listening and downloading the shows on iTunes. And a big hi to all the people in the chat room as well. Now, I do see on the line that we have several callers. If you're a regular listener, you know that I like to take about 10 minutes or so to go over the topic for today. And our topic for today is follow your excited, energetic barometer to create a wonderful life for yourself. You know, listeners, I was recently asked by a client as to how do I go about choosing the topic for my show. And she added that the information was so relevant and pertinent for her that it seemed like I had written the show especially for her. I do hear that from many listeners. Well, to be quite honest, every week I do ask the Coffee of Angels, that angelic family that I am a part of, to let me know what the subject for the radio show will be. Now, this week they told me that the subject for the show would arrive with my next client. This client came in and she was quite depressed with her life and said that she had not had a lot of success in her life because she was just not lucky. I told her that was a common misperception, that people got to be successful by being lucky. Yes, many of them were in the right place at the right time, or they met the right person. But, and this is a big but, nobody ever bothered to wonder what were the energies that were previously put in motion by that person, by their thoughts, by their words, and the feelings in their heart that created that singular lucky event happening in that exact space and time. You know, listeners, I explained to her that I believe that we all create our own circumstances that set up those lucky breaks that seemingly come out of the blue. Now, in this way, fortune or luck truly favors the prepared. Believing that luck does not generate on its own, I asked the Posse of Angels for more clarity around this subject of luck. They said to gain more clarity around that word, it would help people to substitute the word for luck for the word creative. So, for instance, when my client said that she was not successful because she was not lucky, she should have said that she was not successful because she was not creative. They went on to say that most people will stare at a less than desirable life and blame being luckless rather than being proactive and creative to use their imagination, their God-given talents, and exactly what they have in any given moment in order to move forward with joy to that which would fulfill their lives. Now, the Posse of Angels are telling us that by following our hearts and intuitions and doing what gives us joy, it then creates a solid foundation for the universe to then build upon that strong foundation absolute miracles or lucky breaks. Because of free will and free choice, you know, we all get to choose what we will align ourselves with. You know, if we continually choose to align our lives with things that go counter to our heartfelt desires and intentions, then the only thing that we can be assured of is that we will receive more of what is not in alignment with our desires. And if we continually are looking at a life that is not fulfilling our desires, I guess one would then say that they were just not lucky. By becoming consciously aware that we have always had the power to create the most amazing lives for ourselves, it's important to look at the life that was created unconsciously and see where we can all review, reconsider, and then release anything and everything that is not in alignment with the intention that we have for our life. You know, listeners, when this is done, we can then realign our lives with that which speaks honestly and openly and honorably with who we are. And with all this review going on, you know, November's energies are giving us a great opportunity to reevaluate our lives, to see what it is we can finally let go of. To help us be still enough in order to do this, we have the last of 2012's Mercury retrogrades to help us slow down. When Mercury, the planet of communication, goes retrograde, the planet goes backwards. There is no forward motion. It stalls our projects, and generally life comes to a halt. It does this in order to give us a grand opportunity to slow down and re-examine what has happened during the past year. It is a great time for taking stock to see what is of value for you. Have you allowed something or someone to rob you of your time, your happiness, your resources, and your energy? Have you been accepting something less than you deserve because you're actually afraid of change? Where have you surprised yourself this year? Perhaps you've taken a leap of faith to become so much grander than you ever possibly thought you could. Now, personally, my great leap of faith in myself was by starting this wonderful radio show of mine, and I did this only 10 short months ago. And my listenership and followers have grown in absolute leaps and bounds. So ask yourself, what would that leap of faith look like for you? And while everyone may not want to start their own radio program, as we all have different fingerprints and we are all individuals, I would go so far as to say that most people would like to experience the following things. We would all like to start to experience joy, being happy, being fulfilled, being secure. Do your own life review and see where you can create space for the fulfillment of your desires and your dreams and open up to be willing to receive. You know, you might ask yourself, what makes me giggle? What makes my heart warm? What makes me feel peaceful? Ask yourself, what do you long to experience for yourself in this life? We are all skilled at pleading and asking and begging for what we want. Yet, so often we forget that after all the asking, we must stop and we must be willing to trust the universe, God and the angels, and open to receive in whatever way and when the universe chooses to give to us. They say that timing is everything, and I'm hearing the posse of angels chime in. What they're saying is that the saying should be not that timing is everything. They're saying that divine timing is everything. In this way, November's review of our lives is getting us to really see where we've allowed our own energetic barometer within us to go silent and to remain dormant and asleep. Now, before we talk more about being creative in order to create luck in our lives, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your, hopefully, energetic phone calls. 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Who am I speaking with? Let me see. 7678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello. Hello. 678. I can't hear you. Please, 678. Could you call back again? I can't hear anything on the line. And I do wish to give you some of that free guidance and that free angel advice. So 678, either call, try calling in again. Okay, let's go on. Now, I was sharing the insight that a wonderful life is waiting for all of us if we just follow our energetic barometers and we put our creative energies into our lives. Okay. Hold on, 678, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Cyril. I could hear you talking, but I don't know what is going on.
That's very strange. I could not hear one single thing you were saying, but you're coming through loud and clear now. Could you spell your name?
My name is spelled C for California, Y for Yolanda, R for Rod, I for Indiana, L for Louisiana.
Okay, Cyril, nice to have you on the line. What is your question today?
My question is about what messages from my spirit guides and angels.
Okay, now what the posse of angels who I work with, they like for people to be a little bit more specific in a certain area of their life, because oftentimes, our lives are going pretty well. There might be one or two areas that that are seemingly off track. So they want you to be a little bit more specific about the area in your life.
Well, you have a question. Okay. In terms of my spirituality, because sometimes I feel like I don't want to be here, I simply want to exit, but at the same time, I feel like there is a mission to be accomplished up here, so I can't leave. So
the reason I'm laughing, Cyril, is because if for those of us who call ourselves light workers, spiritual warriors, starseeds, walk-ins, for those of us who see ourselves as enlightened, conscious, awakened, I would go so far as to say 100% of us have said, I don't want to be here anymore, and I want to exit, and I want to go back to my real home. Now, the reason for this is because the percentage of those light workers, spiritual warriors, starseeds, walk-ins like myself are few and far between on the planet, and we're actually holding the space and we're holding the light for all those other people on the planet, for that larger percentage that are not awakened as yet and conscious to that universal love and light. And when they shift, we will be the first way showers, the metaphysical, the spiritual teachers, to help them with their shift. Because it has been a hard slug for all of us that have held, that have held the light for so long, and tried to exist in a on a planet where of duality, where love so often is not found, and the people, the other light workers and the spiritual warriors, those conscious people are few and far between. So I would go so far as to say, applaud yourself for being here. Applaud yourself for coming back for this mission, and sticking it out, I guess. It hasn't been easy, has it, Cyril?
Not really, no.
No, it hasn't been easy. What I find with my experience, what's made it so much easier for me is if I can have at least a few other people in my life who are light workers, who are spiritual warriors, for those people that are conscious and enlightened and aware. You don't have to have many friends, but at least one or two, possibly three, that you can contact when you feel this way, and know that you're not alone. I think that's the most important thing, is that, and you know what, quite frankly, with the contact that we have with our spiritual guides and our angels, we truly are never alone. Since we are spiritual beings having a human experience, it's important also in our human incarnation to have those people around us to have a shoulder to cry on, to have, to voice how difficult it is to be enlightened in an unenlightened world where the majority of people are not fully conscious to that love, unity, and acceptance. So let's go to
my angels
and
guides.
Excuse me?
Do my angels and guides have any specific message in regards to that?
Okay, let's have a look. They want you to know that your prayers, your intentions, your dreams have been noted and have been listened to. Not only been listened to, they've been noted by the universe, And there is so much that's going on under the surface. And today is a very important day, Cyril, because it is it is the eclipse today. It's the new moon. So with the angels, the first card that came out for you is the Wheel of Fortune. And the wheel is going to turn in your favor. It's saying that, yes, they have seen your struggles. Yes, they have seen how much that you have asked for and desired. It's been held back for a number of reasons because the timing wasn't right. And as mm-hmm. I said in the topic today, it's all about divine timing. And the wheel is about to turn in your favor. The eclipse is going to bring in amazing opportunities and connections for so many of us light workers and star seeds and walk-ins and spiritual warriors, so many of us that have been conscious and walking this path for so long, that we're asking to bring forth our mission in the most amazing and magical way, to share our gifts, our abilities, and our talents with the planet. The second one is the Hermit card. Now, this is a very important reading, Cyril, because so far you've got two major arcana cards. You've got the Wheel of Fortune is 10, which is a 1, and it's saying you're about to experience new beginnings in your life. What exactly have you been pleading and begging and crying for the most, Cyril?
Teleporting from here.
What's that?
Teleportation. Teleporting.
Oh, teleporting. Well, you know what? From all the information that I've garnered over the years, is that we are crystallizing and we are divining back to our angelic selves, and we don't ascend by getting out of our physical bodies. The more you can ground yourself into the physical body, the more those things like bilocating and teleporting and you know, being in several multi dimensions at once, those things will all be possible. But unless you're grounded into your physical body, it won't happen. And that's been tremendously difficult for so many of us light workers and starseeds and what have you, because originally it was thought that the lighter we were and the more etheric or ethereal we were, that we would ascend easier. But it's not. The more we ground into this, ground into Mother Earth, the more that we will be able to divine back to our angelic selves. The second card is the 9 card, which is the Hermit. And the Hermit is telling you to trust more in the universe. Trust more in the way that the universe wants to bring your mission to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third one here is that there's some, besides teleporting, is there some part of your mission that you are longing to take out, to take your message out to a wider audience?
Mm-hmm.
And what would that be?
It's actually to be an energy healer.
Okay. Now, they want you to realize that you have this extraordinary ability inside of you to work with energy. But
mm-hmm.
in the realm that we live in, it's important for you to get certification, to get your degree. Do you have any of your degrees in Reiki?
Actually, I've done up to Reiki 2. I'll be doing Reiki 3 at the beginning of the new year.
Okay. All right. Now, what they wanted, now this is a 10 card as well. And so, first of all, where are you calling from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Georgia, okay. What they're saying for you to do now is, and this is goes in perfect alignment with my show today, which is fortune and luck favors the prepared. You've already got your Reiki 1. You've already got your Reiki 2, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What they do you have business cards?
A business card?
Do you have business cards, and do you have brochures explaining Reiki and promoting yourself?
Uh-huh.
Do you have those?
No.
Okay. All right. Then that's what the Apostle of Angels are saying here. Between now and next year, which is not very long, they want you to start designing and creating a business card, a brochure, mm-hmm. a brochure, and a website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the website, mm-hmm. you can, you know, gone are the days where you have to spend thousands of dollars on a website. A website can merely be going on Tumblr or any of these free sites and creating a website for yourself, telling everybody about who you are. And the Posse of Angels are now saying, for you to not just talk about Reiki, but talk about Cyril. Talk about the amazing journey that Cyril has found himself on in this human incarnation, and what makes you special, unique, and individual, different from all other Reiki healers. I'm not saying it makes you better, but if you don't extol yourself as to your mm-hmm. individual special gifts and talents, then how is anybody else to know who you are and to resonate with who you are and coming to see you? So they really do want you to get your information, start to get your information out. The Posse of Angels are saying for every one step you take toward promoting yourself, they will bring you back tenfold opportunities and connections in order to get your message out there, to bring you clients. And also they're saying that once you do have your, is it just a master degree or is it a master teacher degree that you're going for?
Actually, I'm trying to transition. I already have a master's degree, but I'm trying to transition from. Yes, I already have that. But I'm trying to transition from, actually I have a master's in business administration, but I just want to go into healthcare, nursing.
Okay. All right, so it's really important that you once you get that certificate, the 3 in Reiki, then you can go out and then you can use that as a platform for teaching metaphysical subjects, how to connect better with angels and spirit guides, all of those. Working with energy, different things like that. And then you can go on and teach Reiki as well. So I hope that's been helpful for you. The main thing in this reading is really for you to know that the Wheel of Fortune is turning in your favor, for you to trust how the universe is bringing it to you. But your component in working with the universe now is to do that business card, do that brochure, and do your website. Talking about you as the Reiki practitioner, and start, I would even print out some flyers and post them on notice boards and, you know, in cafes and different areas and shopping centers and things like that and talk to people, you know, about what it is that you're trained in and your what your gifts and your talents are.
Okay.
And believe me, this is part of the mission that you've come back to do. So once you're doing this, and once you're really promoting yourself, you will feel mm-hmm. better about being in this physical incarnation, and you won't feel as estranged of being here. And it won't that subject of whether you're here or not won't. It'll just sort of fade away because you'll be so busy pursuing that which you love.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that's been helpful for you, Cyril. I would love to know where your journey takes interests you, you can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, be blessed, and thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Cyril. And that was really quite a synchronistic phone call. Because if we look at those three cards, if we look at the Wheel of Fortune and we look at the Hermit card and we look at the Ten of Wands, it's telling all of us that fortune does favor the prepared. It's saying that what dreams, intentions, asking, pleading, begging, crying that we've done has been heard by the universe, and the Wheel of Fortune is turning in our favor, is to trust the universe how it's going to be given to us. But our job in all of this, because we're not just sitting back waiting for the universe to give to us, we are co-creators, is to take that special gift and then send it out to the universe. One of the ways that I did this in an international way last year was by starting my radio program. I mean, I'd had my business, Angel Healing House, for 10 years. I taught hundreds of students, attuned many master teachers in that time, did meditation groups, workshops, taught Reiki, you know, done lots of things, done lots of healing work. But the next big thing and the next really huge step for me was to exponentially grow my business on a global and an international level, and I've sent it out over the airwaves. And so if each of us would take note of these very special cards, the posse of angels are telling me that these were not just for Cyril, but these were for everybody who is listening. So back to the topic. Again, I was sharing the insight that a wonderful life is waiting for us all if we would only follow our energetic barometer. And if we could put our creative energy into our lives, because we are the powerful co-creators that we are, instead of waiting to be lucky. Now, as I said on last week's show, there are a lot of people out there who are longingly staring at vision boards day in and day out, and they're disillusioned as they are not any closer to the life of their dreams. You know, I had a great example of this last year through a client that came to me, and she was stuck in a rut of very stagnant negative energies and feelings as she found herself in such a sad state as she hated where she lived. She resented her old cramped apartment that was quite a step down from her divorce in the past year. She told me how she had made a vision board with pictures of her new apartment that she wished for, and how she focused on it every single day. I asked her how she felt when she looked at that vision board. Well, she told me honestly that although she loved staring at the apartment of her dreams, she told me that it actually made her feel even worse, even more resentful, when she looked around at her present situation. You know what? I explained to her that in order to bring something to us that is in the future, we must first create the future in the present moment. I told her that it was of utmost importance to change her resentful or negative energy to one of gratitude and appreciation, or change it to positive energy. In addition to thanking God for providing her with a home, you know, I suggested that she really make an effort to decorate her new place, to make it feel as home for her as possible, and to not resent it. I said that even though her financial situation had been very much compromised since her divorce, she could go to the dollar store and buy some artificial flowers and scented candles. She could put up some posters and maybe a wind chime or two to brighten up the energies within. Well, she decided to take my advice And 2 months later, when I heard from her, she was absolutely astounded as to what had happened for her. The manager of a small block of units where she lived had knocked on her door and told her that he and his wife were moving back east. He said that the owner of the building thought maybe he could suggest someone to take over his job. He asked my client if she would be interested in managing the small apartment block and added that as manager, she could then move into his apartment, which was actually twice the size of the apartment that she was currently living in, and it was fully renovated. If she took the position as manager, instead of paying $1,200 in rent, she would only pay $400 a month for her new, renovated, much bigger apartment as manager of the apartment block in which she was living. You know, listeners, God works in very strange ways. It was the blessing, the gratitude and appreciation of her small, dingy little apartment that actually led her straight to the apartment of her dream, which was right in her own block of units. Her life was transformed when she finally realized that the only way to obtain a wonderful life was by charging her own energetic barometer within to create the feeling of happiness, excitement, and abundance, and by utilizing what she had been blessed with in the exact present moment. And you know, listeners, one need not look far, just like this client didn't look far, to see examples of just such abundance in our lives. You know, quite frankly, the universe is constantly presenting us with an ever-changing vista of excitement, of abundance, of growth and trust in the process of life. We all have babbling brooks and running rivers and many oceans that are continually ebbing and flowing for our enjoyment. After a time of hibernation, at just the precise appointed time, something stirs deep within the plants and the trees which we have been blessed with on our beautiful planet. And just that right time after hibernation, it propels them to move forward and bring forth new leaves and buds in the springtime. With no hesitation, the earth's flowers show their faith in the divine plan, and they burst forth into beautiful colors and tones that paint the planet with vibrant hues. Nature does not need an iPhone, quite frankly. It doesn't have to consult a calendar or Google it or phone a friend. It gets its cues when to burst forth and make movement because it listens and it acts upon the subtle vibrations and energies of Mother Earth's rhythms, telling it that it's time to move forward. Now, in addition, Mother Nature never questions this excitable energy. It never thinks about it and then says postpones it because it has something better to do or stops it from occurring because Mother Earth tries to logically figure it out. Now, this beautiful cycle of excitement, of growth, of movement, and trust in nature's built-in energetic barometer that speaks loud and clear. And the most wonderful thing of all is that absolutely everything that has life force within it has this miraculous, excitable energetic barometer inside of it, which is telling it when to get excited and move and trust the universe. And one of these wondrous things that contains this excitable energetic barometer is you. We are all literally made up of the same vibrational components as the plants, as the flowers, as the trees. And as such, we are all made up of energy. And you know what? While we're not itching to grow buds and sprout new leaves, when the warmth of the spring hits our bodies, we are very open and we're very receptive to picking up energies all around us. Our lives are constantly being directed and created by the energies that we are choosing with our every thought, with our every word, and our every feeling in our hearts. Now, as humans, each and every one of us is blessed with this excitable energetic barometer because we are a part of an abundant universe. Yes, that's right. We are a part of that universe, inextricably linked to that beautiful, abundant universe of ours. In fact, the universe is constantly working to not only guide us, but to protect us and provide for us abundantly, just as long as we allow ourselves to work in harmony with it. It is as if we have a sneaky secret weapon inside that excites us as to when and to what to make movement towards. So knowing this, why the heck would anyone stop themselves from making movement forward towards that which excites them? Now, the posse of angels are telling me to go back here to this sentence and just read that again. Our lives are constantly being directed and created by the energies we are choosing in our every thought, in our every word, and every feeling in our heart. As humans, each of us is blessed with this excitable energetic barometer because we are part of an abundant universe. And the universe is always working to guide us, protect us, and provide for us abundantly. But the reason that the posse of angels wanted me to reread that was because it's very important to take note here that we allow the universe to give to us in the way that the universe wants us to receive. And sometimes, although we plead and we beg and we cry and we push the universe to act in a certain way, the universe works for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. And that's why sometimes things are seemingly, and I say seemingly, blocked for us. And the reason they're blocked for us is because the universe wants to give us in the greatest possible way for us and all concerned. And so it will give to us in the way that it wants to give to us. So that's why it's so important for us to be open after we've asked and pleaded and begged and cried and trust in the universe. And that was a really important card that came out for all of us, which is the Hermit card, which every time that card comes out for us, it's to take a step back within ourselves and to really trust how the universe wants to give to us in the greatest possible way. So that's a really important thing to remember. Don't put your emphasis on the how and the when of things happening. Trust that the universe hears all prayers and will attend to them in the divine timing of it all. Now, one of the examples that I had with somebody, a client who came to me, who really was not giving to her energetic barometer at all, was a lovely girl who came to me as a client last year. A perfect example of this was my client, and I won't use her real name, just call her Lauren. She was a beautiful, creative, and she was a highly intelligent young lady. She came to me and she was exhausted. She was very depressed, and she'd lost all motivation in her life. As such, she had to quit studying after only her first year at college because her health was so compromised. Now, during our session together, when I asked her what she loved doing the most, her face lit up like a Christmas bulb as she told me of her love for fashion design. You know, her earliest memories were those of sewing patterns for clothes, for her dolls, and even the family's pet cat. This childhood passion of hers followed her throughout her teens, and she used to sketch original designs, and she used to sew clothes for herself and her friends, although it was blatantly clear how much joy she received from sewing and designing fashion. Her father had other ideas as to Lauren's future career. Her dad was a lawyer and had told Lauren that as soon as she graduated high school and then went to college and received her law degree, that she would then work at his law practice. And he was very fond of telling her how it would look when he added her name to the shield at the front of the signage at the front of the law practice. As graduation from high school drew near, Lauren knew how much it would mean to her father for her to practice the law, and she really didn't want to disappoint him. Her applications to college were met favorably. She told me that soon after she began to get accepted, she started to feel ill and became chronically exhausted. She thought that perhaps it was the stress and the strain of the application process itself. And although her father was thrilled when she got accepted by her second choice, her symptoms continued. In fact, once she went to college, she was in and out of the infirmary practically more times than she could count. Completely exhausted, towards the end of her first year, she was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Now, to help improve her immune system with Reiki treatment, she came to my healing practice. I asked her to close her eyes, and I said, imagine that you had all the certification, all the money, and all the connections in the world. What is it that you would be doing with your life? You know what, listeners, without a moment of hesitation, she said, I would be designing clothes. She went on to tell me that she had a reoccurring dream for many years, that she was behind the scenes at some sort of fashion show, and the people in her dream were speaking Italian. I told her that with each and every passing day, that she was not filling her heart's desires. She was denying who she was. And when we deny who we are, our body reacts with sadness, with anger, sometimes with resentment, bitterness, regret, and it shows signs of exhaustion and illness. Because quite frankly, our emotional body supports the physical body. It's actually the Center of Disease Control came out many years ago and said that 85% of all illnesses are because of the emotional state the body is in. And I explained to her that if she started to make movement towards researching fashion design schools, that the universe would pick up on her excited energies and send her opportunities, people, and connections to help fulfill her intentions. And by the end of the session, Lauren's whole demeanor started to change. And I'll tell you what happened to Lauren after that, the miracles that happened to her as a result of that session. But I'll go to the phone line now and take a 917 call. 917, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
Hi, this is Sheil. As you spoke to me last week after the show, I don't know if you recall.
Yes, I'm sorry, what was the name again?
Sheil, A-S-H-I-L.
Sheil, that's right. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a quick question for you.
Yes.
It's regarding my relationship. It's regarding somebody that I'm interested in, and I think I discussed that with you last time.
Right.
I've felt like I've always been the one reaching out, like on a weekly basis, and I will get an answer back. But, we're still on a friendship level. Nothing really happened yet. And I was thinking that it's best for me from now on just to relax and just sit down and not do the reaching out like I've been doing it. You know, maybe I was being too aggressive, so I'm just curious if I'm doing the wrong thing, the right or the wrong thing.
Okay, the first thing they're telling me, Ashiel, is there is no right and there is no wrong in this world. There only is what makes Ashiel happy.
Okay.
Okay, so you can take your emphasis on doing anything that's right or wrong. That's number one. Okay, let's see what cards come out for you today about this. Oh, my gosh, you get the Magician card. You are the alchemist. You're the magician in all of this. And you have the ability to be in joy, to be creative, and to allow this girl, this love of yours, allow her to open up and to blossom in her own time. The love that you're having is not dependent on this girl. So you, the first card is saying that you have all the creative energies to hold that space of love and to feel that love and to create the most amazing loving life for yourself, regardless of who's in your life. But they're also saying that you practice the art of allowance and you allow her to come about as easily and naturally and you know, sort of organically as she would like to come around. The Six of Swords is saying that once you do this, that you won't put so much pressure on yourself. Just allow it, they're just reiterating what they said last week. Really, truly, they're showing me a flower, and allow that flower to blossom in its own time, and you'll feel like you're moving away from turbulent waters to more calm waters in your life. And, the third card is the action card. It's the Knight of Swords. It's telling you that when you see something in front of you, you will know. You'll know the signs and the signals that they will send you for you to take action forward on whether you should, you know, be a little bit more assertive in this love of yours. But they're saying, please do not push before you see those signs, and you'll know those signs because you will have allowed it to open up on its own terms and not when forcing it.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's, you know, for me to take a break and just, you know, in a way, go on with my life a little bit and just not, you know, try to keep the communication going, like, on a weekly basis. Always feel like I'm reaching out to keep something going, you know.
Exactly.
I don't want to come across as desperate either, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know,
Well, you know how you create a beautiful love in front of you, Ashiel? I'll tell you a bit of a secret. The way you create a beautiful love in front of you is by creating a beautiful love inside of you. If you can put your emphasis on being happy, on being joyful, on being creative, on being loving to Ashiel, then that is going to grow an amazing loving energy inside of you. And what does the universe do? The universe has to mirror and match and reflect back to us exactly who we are, and you will bring to yourself somebody who is happy and joyful and creative and loving because you've gone out of your way to create that inside of yourself.
Yeah. But my question is, why am I always the one reaching out to keep the communication going?
Because you haven't allowed the universe, you're not opening yourself to receive.
Okay.
Okay? And that's for all of us, and that's for me included. One of the hardest things for us to do after we've pleaded and begged and cried and asked for things is to let go and open ourselves to finally receive in the way that the universe wants. How could you receive how could any of us receive, not just you, Ashiel, but how could any of us could possibly receive if we don't ever open ourselves up to receiving?
Okay.
It can't happen. So what we must do is we must let go, stop pushing, and open ourselves up to receive.
So I'm on the right track then.
You are on the perfect. Your track, Ashiel, couldn't be any more perfect. So I'd love to hear where your journey takes you. Please send me an email to Candy, Candy.
Yeah, I have your email. I wrote it down last time you gave it to me, and I will definitely keep you posted. I will just, this is a feeling that I've been having for about a week or so. You know, just let go. Just. You know, so I just want to get a confirmation about, you know, that's
I'm so glad, Ashiel. You look after your beautiful light, and God bless you, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Last phone call, 315. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, 315?
Hello. Yeah.
Hi. I've got four minutes left. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. Where are you calling from?
Syracuse, New York.
From Syracuse, New York. I'm a former New York girl. Tell me, what's your question today?
Okay, my question is, I have a real passion. I know what my life path is to help youths and their families really, really learn to and do inner transformation and empower themselves so they can learn to accept each other's differences, okay, so they can learn to work together. I wrote my first book, okay, but, I mean, I'm having so many money struggles. Okay, and trying to market myself and get my book published is like, it seems like an impossibility. It's like, you know, it's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, trying to get clients and.
Absolutely. Now, this the posse are showing me their arms are spread out so wide, and they're saying to me that this needs to be discussed more in depth with you. I've got your number, that 315 number. Would it be okay if I close the show now and I called you up to give you a free reading on this?
Yes, definitely.
Because they're saying,
I would love that.
And I'll give you a full reading. This is of real importance because you are an amazing metaphysical teacher, and you need some guidance on this. So. I would be more than happy to be the conduit to bring the information forth for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, let me close
that
down
the
show.
That is such a blessing.
Oh, you're welcome. I will call that 315 number, sweetheart, in just about 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, just to finish off that little story about Lauren I was telling you about, that client of mine, she decided that she was, even though it would disappoint her father, she was going to go and to step forth on the path to making her love of fashion, designing, reality. And even if this meant disappointing her father, she could not live a life without being who she was. It was several years later that I received a photo and an email from her as she had gotten a job in Italy as a fashion designer. And she told me that when she decided to quit law school and to enroll in her fashion design, all of her symptoms magically started to disappear. So, and because she was having fun and she was experiencing what she came back to do, which was that joy and that creativity, she created her lucky breaks that started to manifest things in her life. So, thank you once again, everyone. Thank you for my callers today. And, of course, to all my beautiful listeners, don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful, professionally recorded guide for angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions with me, which either can be done personally, nationally, or internationally using distant healing, please, this can be done over phone or computer. Call me on 831-277-3716. Until next time, beautiful listeners, allow your radiant light to shine and to fashion an extraordinary life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all, and I hope to share another radio show with you next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.